This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Arms Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in time for KER Politics. It's been a pretty interesting week, what with Syria and Afghanistan and the rest of it. We addressed that last weekend, I think, pretty well. Probably going to hit it a little bit this weekend again also, but I'm going to start out right now with Charlotte Cuthbertson, and we're going to talk, really focus for a while here on the situation with the illegal immigrants and the U.S. border, because this is something that Trump is simply not going to let go. He wants to see some type of very sophisticated deterrent, that, you know, he calls it a wall, to segregate our country from, in this case, Mexico. Is that a good thing or is that a bad thing? The fact of the matter is, it's his thing. Charlotte, you have spent, if I'm not mistaken, upwards of 3 weeks on the border in the areas of Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and California. Is that correct?
Aside from New Mexico, yes, probably about 6 weeks all up if you count all the different trips, yes.
The question that I have is, explain to our listeners, if you would, so we can get as good an idea, as complete an idea as possible here with exactly what the situation is in Mexico. What are the differences between the border in Texas and, let's say, the borders in Arizona and California?
Sure. Well, the big thing about the Texas-Mexico border is that the dividing line is the Rio Grande, which is the winding river. It's swimmable, some places wadeable, very difficult to figure out how to descend a river. If you put a fence on one side, you're blocking the river from the other side. There are some fences and levee walls, but the Rio Grande Valley in Texas is where probably two-thirds of the illegal immigration comes into the U.S.
And do they basically swim across the river, or how does that work?
Yeah, some of them swim. They use just little inflatable rafts a lot of the time. Drop them off. I've been on the bank of the Rio Grande, and you can hear they have what Border Patrol calls the smuggler music. It sounds like an ice cream truck, but they're basically signaling to Border Patrol that there's a bunch of they're about to drop off a bunch of asylum seekers for them to come and pick up and process.
Hmm.
It's not a very secretive operation.
And how successful is it? That was the first question I was going to ask you, is that seems very non-secretive. How effective is it from the Mexican standpoint to get in the country that way? It sounds to me like the people in Texas are not quite as accommodating as, for example, the people in California. Am I correct in assuming that?
Well, I'm not sure what you mean by accommodating. Do you mean that they want illegal immigration?
Simplistically speaking, that's what I mean. I think the Californians are much more open to that idea than perhaps the people in Texas. Is that a correct assumption
right.
on my part?
Right. Well, California has voted to be a sanctuary state for illegal immigrants, whereas Texas has banned counties and jurisdictions from having sanctuary policies. So they're very different in that regard.
That's interesting. I'm not surprised at the attitude of the people in Texas. You know, the thing that is difficult for me to understand, and this really brings up, I think, the next topic, and I think it's a very worthwhile topic, and that is, it strikes me that, and I've said this numerous times on our show, Charlotte, it strikes me that when you have a law, as we have entangling the border between the United States and Canada. But that law is not meant to be broken. Now, being a sanctuary state, for lack of better terms, California, Jerry Brown, the rest of it, seem to me to be dramatically ignoring the rule of law. And one of the theories that, you know, behind them doing that is because a lot of people believe that the Democrats are 100% behind people coming into our country illegally, because they believe that if those people know that they are supporting them, they being the Democratic Party, they'll vote for them in the next elections. What do you think about that topic?
Well, the vast majority of Hispanics do vote Democrat, according to Pew Research. I think it's 80% vote Democrat, 20% Republican. Most of the illegal immigrants who are coming in, they are Hispanic. So obviously at the moment at the federal level in the United States, it's against the law to vote unless you're a citizen. But especially in California, there are some school board elections where they openly ask for illegal aliens to vote. They allow that. You can be on the school board if you're in the country illegally. So California is trying to sort of push that on a more localized level. But yeah, also, just to say, the Republicans also, you know, you've got your Chamber of Commerce side of things where they want the cheap labor. So it's not just a full sort of Democrat vote thing, although that is a big part of it. The Republicans also have traditionally been known as wanting the cheap labor.
Well, cheap labor is one thing that's really hard to ignore, and I know that from my own personal experience, having spent a fair amount of time over the years down in the desert in California, specifically in the Palm Springs, all the way to Indio, the Coachella Valley, I guess is the best way to put it. The people down there are working in conditions, the agricultural people, I guess is the best way to put it, down there are working in conditions that truly most people in America do not simply want to work in. And that, in my opinion, addresses a very serious fault in our system. And that serious fault is that in the United States, to an extent, if you don't want to work, if you want the government to simply take care of your very basic needs, that's possible through welfare. That strikes me as being somewhat self-defeating for our society. Any comments on that?
Yeah, I mean, I really don't know the enough of the history about how everything worked in the agricultural industry, but, you know, there was the Bracero program, which did allow for more Mexican, mostly, immigrants to come in and work for agriculture. But I think any industry that you've got a flood of illegal immigrants coming in, you're going to depress the wages and depress the conditions, and that's obviously bad for illegal immigrants themselves, and it's bad for Americans.
You know, I'm going to tell you, it strikes me as being very important that one of our major political parties in the United States, and being the Democrats, is actually supporting an illegal action. Seems to go against everything that America has stood for over the years. You know, right now we have a situation where the president is playing a waiting game with the Democrats in the sense that he is simply, according to what he says anyway, not going to bend in terms of opening up the government instead of keeping it closed until such time as his idea of building a wall is funded by the United States. Obviously, Mexico is not going to fund it. My personal opinion is they probably aren't going to fund it because they can't afford to. Having said that, we're going to take a real quick commercial break here, and then we're going to get back with Charlotte Cuthbertson and discuss the idea, Trump's idea of building a wall. Is that feasible? We'll soon find out.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, my question about building the wall, as Trump is trying to do, because he feels that will very definitely be a an end-all, be-all to the problem of illegal immigration. I don't feel that we're even close to addressing that issue by building a wall that is simply unaffordable. I think the effectiveness of that action is more than just a little bit in doubt. But I also find it very interesting that the head of the Democratic Party, soon to be Nancy Pelosi, is saying that she simply will not give in on the idea of allowing funding for that to happen. I think these folks are really, I don't want to say it's much ado about nothing, Charlotte, but I'm on record as saying that I think the effectiveness of building a quote-unquote wall is absolutely not there. What do you think?
Well, actually, today I'm writing an article about Yuma, Arizona, which is in sort of the very western section of Arizona. It has 126 miles shared border with Mexico, and we spent the day there with the sheriff driving along the border. It's very dry, deserty. They had no wall before the 2006 Secure Fence Act. When the wall was built there, they ended up getting, I think, 63 miles of wall. Their illegal border crossings was cut down by 95%. And the big thing for the sheriff was the ancillary crimes that they were dealing with, the rapes, the robberies, the homicides. They dropped 91%. So I think as far as looking at the infrastructure that can be in certain places, it's very effective, and it has been very effective in Yuma. Now, every area of the border is geographically different, has its own challenges. But I think you have to look at, you know, there is a, I think when Trump talks about the wall, he's talking about a physical barrier, but there's also the sensors and the access roads and sort of the cameras and all of those things that go with it. And I think people forget that it's actually a whole ecosystem. You need that, but then you need the boots on the ground as well. So, yeah, I think people sort of simplify this wall idea, and, you know, people don't, may not really know how effective it is in some areas, and it may not be effective in others, but certainly in Yuma, it's been extremely effective.
Well, maybe I have the wrong idea. You know, I mean, I think when I envision a wall, and I'm not sure that my, you know, this is an accurate assumption on my part, but when I envision a wall, you know, I kind of go back to the days of dragons and dungeons, for lack of better terms. Go back to the days of the moats that, the, you know, that surrounded the castles, etc. Only, obviously, a moat is a silly idea. But I think of a wall as being a, you know, let's say a structure that is something like 10 to 15 feet thick and somewhere in the neighborhood of 30 to 40 feet high, extending all the way from the Pacific Ocean in California all the way around to where the Rio Grande empties out into the Gulf of Mexico. That's what I think is absolutely a ludicrous idea. Am I correct in my physical description of what I think of what Trump wants the wall to be?
No. According to Customs and Border Protection, who they sort of put forward the plans for the wall, they have a plan for 33 different segments. Basically, the wall, I think it's more of a fence. You know, it doesn't have the same branding ring to it, so I think that's why Trump calls it the wall. But it's really a see-through steel fence. You know, most of the places now, it's sort of 15 to 18 foot high where it's, you know, the places where the newer fencing is. And most of it, you have a primary wall and primary fence and a secondary fence. So in between those two fences, that's where Border Patrol can operate. It's kind of a safe area for them to do what they need to do. And you've got that sort of buffer area as well. So the fence, it would be to slow down and give border slow illegal activity down, give Border Patrol a chance to respond. It's not the be-all and end-all, and I don't think that that's I don't think anyone believes that it would be the be-all and end-all. You have to have – it's one component of border security. Obviously, another component is loopholes in the system, which, you know, that Congress has to fix that. So they have to sort of step up and look at those things as well.
Now, Charlotte, you mentioned that there was an area in Arizona where the number of illegal activities that existed after this barrier of sorts was put in decreased by upwards of 90%. Describe that particular physical structure, would you?
Sure. That's the classic steel bar, like jail bars, if you will. It looks like that. It's now 63 miles of it along in the Yuma sector in Arizona. That was built after the Secure Fence Act of 2006. So they went from 138,000 border crosses pre-fence to 7,000 post-fence.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pretty meaningful reduction.
Pretty big decrease.
Yeah, pretty significant, I would have to say. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to close here in about a minute and a half, but I want to say one thing, and that is we're very active on our blog, and I certainly appreciate all of your comments. I think that we as a group can be more effective in terms of expressing our ideas. If you can do the following for me. The recording for the weekend show has to be done by about 4 or 5 o'clock on Friday. If you have any questions about the border wall, about the illegal immigration issue, etc., and you want to ask a real expert, let me know through the blog, and I will contact Charlotte, and if she has time this week, we'll address those questions. And if she doesn't have time, I mean, the woman's an editor now, so if she doesn't have time, we have to obviously, support that she has perhaps more important obligations with her employer. But if you have any questions of Charlotte, who has spent an awful lot of time on the border, let me know through the blog, and I will forward that question to her. We'll either address them on the weekend radio show, or I will simply address them in writing on the blog. Stick around, folks, after this commercial break, after the break at the top of the hour for the news, I should say, I'm going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. I got to tell you, Charlotte Cuthbertson really has, I think, her finger on the pulse of exactly what's going on in terms of this border wall situation. Again, I want to stress, if you want to ask Charlotte any questions whatsoever about the part of the U.S. where she has spent a considerable amount of time of late, obviously being Mexico, I'm running that particular segment today as a daily editorial, and if you have any questions, just let us know on the blog, and I will take them directly to Charlotte. Okay, got Chris Temple on the line right now. I'm going to talk about a couple of things. The first thing I'm going to talk about is I was very gratified and very happy about the President and First Lady's trip to Iraq. I was watching Fox News this morning, and the Democrats don't share my enthusiasm. They have nothing but negative things to say about that, and I'm not even sure why they would do that. I'm not even sure why anybody other than Fox would cover that. What do you think, Mr. T?
Well, I think that it's a legitimate news story generally for anybody to cover. Of course, as I've said many times about the president, he could save a black family from a burning building, and he would be criticized by most of the media for not saving the building and putting the fire out. So there is that bias that is endemic against him. It's not going to change for as long as he is in that office, and we can't expect anything different. You know, I think it's good that he went to Iraq. I think it shows some solidarity with the troops. I think that it was the timing is not a coincidence that he's taken these brickbats about pulling out of Syria and Afghanistan and wanting to withdraw from the world, supposedly. So it was appropriate for him, for optics, if nothing else, to be seen where we have troops stationed overseas.
Well, I have to tell you, I wrote a Christmas letter, and in that letter I said, you know, you really have to take action. You just simply can't complain and bitch. The Democrats are doing nothing at this moment in time other than complaining and woe is me and, you know, negativity on the president, et cetera, et cetera. The one thing I'll say about Trump is that he at least takes action, which is more than I can say for most of the Democrats at this moment in time. Chris, I want to ask you, again, I know you and I talked about Syria, pulling out of Syria and pulling out of Afghanistan on the weekend show last week. I want to bring up one thing that I think is very interesting, and I want to thank CFS for sending me this information. And that is a common complaint right now about President Trump and pulling our troops out of those two countries is that we again threw our allies under the bus in the sense that Trump did not discuss the situation with any of our allies. According to the foreign press, that's simply not true. He did discuss it with our allies, and there was a fair amount of give and take on that one. I don't want to get into that with you, but what I do want to get back with you again is I would like to know what you think about the action of pulling U.S. troops out of Syria, first of all. And my question there is, do you think that's a danger for anybody in the United States? War with Russia, et cetera, et cetera.
Not at all, Al. I mean, I made my views perfectly clear on that last weekend, Al. I think that Donald Trump as a candidate correctly criticized both Republican and Democrat Party administrations of the past for screwing up everything just about that this country has touched in foreign countries, especially in the Middle East. He said he wanted to extricate us from these wars that have cost all kinds of lives and trillions of dollars. And, you know, I don't know all of the nuances that went into this particular timing of that move, but I generally applaud that. And I've been of the view for a very, very long time that we would have been far better off. You would not have had misery in other parts of the world such as we've had. You would not have had now this refugee crisis overrunning Europe had we not caused all those problems pretty much to begin with ourselves, by destabilizing so many countries over there. So he is to be applauded for the overall goal of getting us out of Syria and Afghanistan, and I wish it would include Iraq, even though he just visited there. Hopefully at some point it will.
Well, I have to agree 100%. It just, you know, I'm starting to reverse my opinion, and whenever I do that, I will certainly state it on the record on the show, but I am reversing my opinion a bit on Ron Paul in the sense that I don't think he's necessary. He is an idealist, there's no question about that, but in terms of the lack of need for us to be risking our soldiers' lives in parts of the world where really there nothing positive has happened. I mean, we've been in Syria and Afghanistan for a long, long time. And the only thing I can say categorically that is definitely true is that nothing positive vis-a-vis the U.S. has happened whatsoever. And I'm not even sure that I could point to anything positive that's happened in those two areas because of our presence there. Can you think of anything?
No. That, and I again, we've spent trillions of dollars. We've lost all kinds of lives, including people, I'm sure, close to everybody listening to this program, and I can include myself in that. This was unnecessary. As I've said many times, if we think that we need to have a military presence someplace in the world, let's dust off the Monroe Doctrine, worry about our own backyard, our own hemisphere, and after we've already caused this refugee crisis throughout Europe, let's try and stem the one in our own hemisphere, people coming from South America, Central America, trying to get into the U.S. If we cleaned up those messes, again, many of them are our own creation, we wouldn't have those issues. So if we're going to do anything, let's do that and get out of the rest of the world.
Well, I agree 100%. You must have read my Christmas letter because that's, in fact, what you must have because that's, in fact, what I talked about. One thing I want to bring up about taking action that really works. Charlotte mentioned that when she was in Arizona on the border, there is one part of Arizona that does have some physical challenges for people to get in from Mexico. It is a type of wall. It's a structure. Well, what has happened in that area as a result of that structure on the record? And she said in an editorial, not an editorial, but a segment that I'm going to post today as a daily editorial, as a preview to the weekend show, she said statistically the amount of crime and the amount of illegal immigration occurring at that particular point is down by over 90%. And the thing that interests me more than anything else about that is the amount of crime, because the amount of crime does affect American citizens. So I would have to say that obviously is something that is truly working. Chris, we're down here to about a minute. I just want to ask you one question. I was reading your newsletter this morning. Chris, the company that I'm interested in is a company that you've been following for a long time. Just give me a one-minute update, if you would, on that company, and it's Sarepta.
Well, Sarepta Therapeutics, Al, is one that has been one of the most spectacular stories I've ever recommended, if not the most spectacular. It's been one of the great performers. I mean, we got into this thing under $2, out at 35 or 38. We got back in under $10, out as high as $160 a share. It's something that we all dreamed of for years watching Jerry Lewis telethons, that someday there would be a cure for muscular dystrophy. This company has got the closest thing to that in recent years. It recently pulled back from a high of near 170. It filled a technical gap when it slipped under 100, and so I just went back to a buy on it after telling people to hang with a residual position. We've made a god-awful amount of money on this thing, but there's a lot more excitement to come with Sarepta. So for people that missed out on this all the way up, the pullback we had recently from 170 down to around 100 roughly right now is a good chance to get some of this.
Okay, one of the many reasons to subscribe to the National Investor. I'm going to be right back. I'm going to be back with a gentleman from the Epoch Times. It's a rerun. The reason I'm doing a rerun is I think this is a paper that you really need to take a look at. Chris T., always a pleasure. Thanks.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control. The four-legged kind and two-legged, when lethal force is necessary. Reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hey, welcome back here to wrap up KER Politics. I am continuing to chat with a gentleman from the Epoch Times. His name is Jan Jakelic. Jan is relatively new with the paper, as Stephen is now the bureau chief in Washington, D.C. And if I'm not mistaken, Jan, you are now the bureau chief's equivalent in New York. Am I correct?
Well, I play a particular role. I'm a senior editor.
Okay.
With the Epoch Times.
Yeah.
And I also play a role as an executive with Epoch Media Group, which includes our TV network, NTD, and some other entertainment and lifestyle properties, and spans these 23 languages that were available in across 35 countries.
Now, I have a question for you. In chatting with Josh in the first segment of KER Politics, I basically made the statement to our listeners that this is one of the few papers that I read on a regular basis, read hard copy on a regular basis. I've been a subscriber for a little over a year. I have seen huge changes, Jan, in your paper. I mean, the lifestyle section is excellent. The last paper that I got, which I received in the mail last week, you now also have an op-ed section. And I have to tell you, I spent almost every day on the phone with Charlotte Cuthbertson last week because of what the information that she was providing our listeners with what's going on regarding the caravan. I mean, you've got some real interesting people who fill the category of boots on the ground, you know, Charlotte being one of them, and of course Josh and other people. Tell me a little bit about the changes that you have instigated in the paper.
Well, I don't know if I can, I'm not going to take credit for changes, but I can tell you some of the more recent changes. I mean, it started in Are your readers familiar with, you know, how we came about and so forth?
Yes, I am.
Yes,
I am. Yeah, I am, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
I mean, we get new listeners every week from all the radio stations.
Well, let me do a thumbnail sketch here. So we were founded years ago in Atlanta, Georgia, of all places, by a man named John Tong. John Tong came over from China after Tiananmen Square. He saw what had happened there. He saw how media can be manipulated to change the story and spread disinformation. And he was this brilliant physicist, so he ended up getting a scholarship to Georgia Tech and just stayed, which a number of these brilliant students that got scholarships like that did. Tasted freedom, didn't want to go back. And when 1999 rolled around, 10 years later, the Chinese regime turned against this meditation spiritual group called Falun Gong.
Correct.
Decided they were going to wipe out 100 million people, literally eradicate them. That was the term they used. And what accompanied that in any one of these sort of scenarios is basically straight out of Nazi Germany hate propaganda campaign, disinformation, and so forth. And so John, being in a free country and seeing that all these Chinese language media were completely controlled by the regime and also were influencing, you know, Western media, he started a website that would just tell the truth, that would just tell, you know, an independent side of the story. And if you can imagine, that became incredibly popular. This was initially among Chinese, of course, because there was no other information of this sort pretty much out there. And that was the founding. So you can see, you know, we were founded to combat fake, what they call fake news these days.
Right.
Right. And what ultimately happened was over time, you know, about 4 years later, an English edition was started and, you know, grew. We ended up, you know, being in 23 languages and 35 countries around the world. But the real kind of shift recently that I think you're alluding to, the reason I mention our background is because this type of truth telling is in our DNA.
Yeah.
And in 2016, we published a story which turned out to be wildly controversial, and we didn't actually realize it would be. That story was headlined, "The Odds of Donald Trump Becoming Mr. Brexit." And this story, for us, we were looking at different lines of evidence that suggested that who is now President Trump actually had a chance, right? And for some people, this was, you know, incredible news. People were thrilled. And then for others, this was, you know, unthinkable to write. And, you know, so we realized we're doing something a little bit different than what a lot of other media are doing. We're nonpartisan media. That's how we see it. Our motto is to truth and tradition. We look at the world. I think it's a good way to describe the lens through which we look at the world. And we're deeply committed to offering a truthful, unbiased perspective to people. And
I know you are.
With the knowledge of our lens, right? So, and of course, we didn't realize that would prove controversial, but it did. And it also really caught a lot of people's attention. So as much as we've been reporting all these years on a lot of the details from Communist China and so forth, now what you're seeing is a lot of reporting, for example, from the Mexican border, which is, I know what you were talking with Charlotte about last week. She's got some incredible stories that really break down some of the existing, let's say, correct, I see that in quotes, narratives out there, by simply speaking with people and telling their stories as they really are. So the big shift that we've seen, especially since 2016, of course, this shift has been happening for a while, is that we realize that there's this huge hole in America. There isn't a national, let's say, newspaper or digital media that speaks to what we believe is all Americans. and certainly what we might call center-right Americans. And so as we came on the scene, we started getting these incredible outpourings of support. Wow, you exist. You tell the truth. Thank you for being there. I just got an email the other day, you know, of all my media sources, you guys are the top. This was someone from the Bay Area. Anyhow, so we're filling this very interesting niche, and we're approaching all of this through this lens or perspective of truth and tradition.
The Epoch Times, if I can interrupt you just for a second, back in 2016, you know, October, November, was one of the few sources that I have that actually predicted that Donald Trump was going to win. Another source that I have is a contract worker for the U.S. military, pretty well-known guy, and he said, I will bet you any amount of money that you want that Donald Trump wins the election. And I said, you know, I'm supporting the guy because of my background. You know, I got the gold card because I gave him a certain amount of money, et cetera, et cetera. And I was really in the minority supporting Donald Trump. I actually lost some friendships up in the area that Kathy and I live, not because we're full of progressives, but because we are primarily people full of conservatives who thought that Donald Trump was nuts. And you know what I have to say right now? I only have one negative comment about Donald Trump, and that is he is not a very good communicator. That's the only comment I can make. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be chatting with Mr. Yakilik here in the near future. Again, we're going to be doing a little bit of promotional work for the Epoch Times. By that I mean I want to get as many of our listeners as possible to read this paper because of their DNA, as Jan said, they really care about the truth, about as far from other networks, in my opinion, that you can get. These guys are very, very good, and I knew from day one that that's the direction they were going, and that's why I subscribed to the paper, and that's why I spend so much time on the radio show with folks from the Epoch Times. Jan Yakilik, thank you so much. We'll get you back on the show, and we'll see what we can do for our listeners. Thank you, sir.
Thanks so much. Wonderful to speak with you.
I have a lot of time for the folks at the Epoch Times, as you folks know that. We're going to be doing more and more interviews with them. I suggest you take what they have to say very, very seriously. No fake news here.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm Rick Ossick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.